There is irony that Facebook is the vehicle for discussion of the quiet title lawsuits filed by Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. Mr. Zuckerberg is seeking all the land inside the Kauai parcel he purchased a few years ago. That may sound strange, except for the fact that inside his land are plots of Kuleana land. Those parcels have been in the hands of some Kamaaina families for generations. Now, Mr. Zuckerberg is legally angling to acquire them. It'll likely be very costly for the families who'd like to hold on to their land. The issue is, can they? Moses Haya, the executive director of the Native Hawaiian Legal Corporation, is on the line now with some of the explanation. Good morning.
Good morning. Aloha, Beth Ann.
Now, this dates back to the Kuleana Act of 1850, I mean, a long, long time ago. What was the real purpose of that act?
So, you know, with the introduction of Western influences, there was a growing concern with how land was traditionally treated here by Hawaiians. It was more of a resource management concept rather than a private property regime. And Westerners were having a concern about that. And what concerned the kingdom at the time was the potential for a hostile takeover of Hawaii. And it in fact happened. The British sent a warship over here and for about 5 months controlled the kingdom. As a result of that, Kaui Keoli, Kamehameha III, decided that there would be changes to how property in Hawaii would be controlled. And so that's, you know, the introduction basically of the mahele. And so what happens during the mahele is the land is divided in thirds. A third goes to the king himself, a third to konohiki and other ali'i in the government, and the last third is meant to go to native tenants.
So did it? I mean, at that point, did a third really go to native tenants?
No, actually, when you look at it, less than 1% of the available land for Maka'ainana, which were the native tenants, actually went to them. So about 29,000 acres actually ended up in Maka'ainana hands. And what happens after that is, most of the reason for other Maka'ainana not really getting any lands is because it was a totally foreign concept to them.
Foreign concept in terms of ownership.
Ownership and how the land was going to be treated and used. You know, they felt like the land was, you know, owned by the gods and it was held in trust by the ali'i, and the Maka'ainana were using it to survive. And so, you know, they looked at it as we got to take care of the land and it'll take care of us, and not as a commodity, which is what starts to happen through the transition to private property ownership.
So, Moses, why, if they were supposed to get a third, was that third not really granted?
Well, it's like I said, a lot of them felt that it was a betrayal of the chiefs to make a claim. Others didn't have the money to pay for a survey of the land. And even those who received Kuleana, were awarded Kuleana, were pushed out by the realization that they, in order to make a living, because previously it was, you know, everybody working together to help everybody survive. And now it was every person for him or herself. And so these people had to go and earn a living, you know, find a job that paid them a wage. And so they started to abandon their kuleana, move to the cities, and these lands were then in the middle of sugar plantations and cattle ranches, and these people were kept out by fences and other, you know, attempts to keep people off of private property.
So they couldn't traverse it to be able to get to land that they at least legally owned?
Right.
Okay, that seems to be what we see reflected in reality now.
That, yes, that is what, you know, where we're at right now. And You know, there's this thing being made about, look, people didn't even know they had an interest in this property. Well, you know, in my mind, that's, you know, one of the biggest injustices, you know, that there wasn't this ability to, you know, hand this ancestral land down through the lineage of, you know, the original awardee, to the point where, you know, current day Hawaiians sometimes don't know that they have this interest.
Or perhaps what even the value of that land might be.
Exactly.
There are some rumors flying about, and we're not going to comment on rumors per se, but that there's a lot of talk about who is coming to talk to some of these people, what offers they might be coming with in hand, and a great deal of pressure. A lot of these conversations happening on Facebook, certainly not ironically there, but you know, we'd expect that platform, given the fact that it's Zuckerberg's platform, to foster this kind of conversation. But the fact that we have had a change in partition law doesn't seem to be a big part of that conversation.
Well, yeah, you're talking about what recently happened to the law in terms of an amendment to it, which took place, which took effect either December 31st of this year or January 1st. I mean, December 31st of last year or January 1st of this year. And it's my thought that these quiet title actions were filed just prior to that law taking effect so that it won't have an impact on these specific cases. But Bethann, what I, you know, really want to say here is the original intent of the Mahele was through, you know, the king wanted to make sure that his people were not going to lose their ability to survive in their own homeland. And so that was the original intent of the Mahele, was to provide the opportunity for Hawaiians to be able to stake out of you know, a piece of their own property so that they could make a living off of it. And that intent has never, ever actually come to fruition. And I see an opportunity here to actually get closer to that point, but it's going to take, you know, someone like Mr. Zuckerberg to actually embrace what was intended by the act and start to work together in a Pono way, you know, and look to the past, look at the original intent, and see how we can be more cooperative and neighborly and try to get to a point where we can allow these lineal descendants the opportunity and ability to
exercise
what was originally intended by.
Okay. Moses, we've got to go in just a couple of minutes, and I just wanted to ask you, though, about the fact that, you know, just looking at it from the outside, that doesn't necessarily seem to be where we're at now with someone like Mark Zuckerberg who cares about preserving the land for other people. It seems very much that he wants to be able to have a very private, secluded, you know, very large estate for himself. And given the fact that if it is true that those lawsuits were filed before the new partition law took effect, that might seem to further disadvantage those who would want to or even know about a claim on land.
Well, you know, that definitely is a consequence of the quiet title and partition law that we have in Hawaii. And what I'm trying to say is Mr. Zuckerberg can have his own contiguous piece of land and still allow these Hawaiians who have interests in Kuleana that are within that land to still participate and have a piece of that property, which doesn't necessarily need to be contained within, you know, his piece. He can subdivide, you know, we look at all of the land covered by the Kuleana, add that acreage up and subdivide it. And, you know, there are plenty of opportunities to come to some kind of, you know, different way of dealing with these situations so that we can finally get to a point where we are working toward, you know, the true intent of of the actual Mahali Act.
Right, to have, from what you're saying, a peaceful Anapono resolution that won't end up costing these people arms, legs, and perhaps all of their savings in trying to fight this in court.
Right, and also, you know, I don't know Mark Zuckerberg. I don't know, you know, what he's thinking. I suspect he's just following the advice of his attorneys, and, it, you know, could be a very good guy. And, you know, there's a huge opportunity here to turn
table. We'll see if he takes it.
Yeah.
We've got to go. Thanks very much for the time this morning. Moses Haiai is the executive director of the Native Hawaiian Legal Corporation. Yeah.